Adrian Peterson, NFC North champion, rushing title holder. How does that feel right now, despite this extremely sore back of yours?
It feels amazing. Coming to the season, we talk about winning NFC North. Putting ourselves in a position to make a run for the Super Bowl. Just kind of realizing the opportunity was there. At the beginning of this week, guys were locked in, we were focused, we knew what we had to do. Coming down here is never easy. But we all talked about just having each other's back, being more physical than we did the first game. Just going out and all on the line. And we knew if we did that, we'd come out with a W. As far as the title, not once did I doubt that it wouldn't happen. So I sit back and, just kind of reflect on, things that have happened here in the past 2 years. And I just got to give all the glory to God for just allowing me to be, part of such a great team, great group of guys, coaches, and, to have opportunities to come and, win my third title. He's been a blessing to me.
How is the back feeling right now?
It's a little tight, but I'll be okay. Just got an x-ray done, so that was the most important thing, making sure nothing was wrong with the spine. So, now I just got to get up early tomorrow morning. I'm not looking forward to it, but got to do what I got to do to get ready for Sunday.
Were you having spasms or what happened?
Yeah, I jumped up on that last play, and I don't know if I got twisted up right or wrong. I don't know. I just remember getting up and the lower back around the spine area. I don't know if you can understand where I'm coming from. It was about to catch. It was spasming a little bit, and it felt like if I tried to run, that it was going to really, really catch and grab. So I kind of came off high knee and was trying to, keep it loose and try to work it out, and just really wouldn't get loose.
X-ray was negative, though. There's no damage.
Yeah, the X-ray was negative, so that's the biggest thing. That's a blessing.
Adrian, to come into this building and to take the title here, I know everyone would have loved to do it at home, but is it an extra special meeting knowing what has happened in this building with you guys before?
Yeah, it is. Coming here, there's always, a fight, a dog fight, and, they're at home, they have a wonderful crowd, that's just what it is. But it is special, especially how those guys got us earlier this year, and us feeling that, we really left a lot, out there on the line that game, so it was kind of like sweet redemption to add this NFL title, NFC North title on top of that, job well done by us.
Could be a Freudian slip right there, right?
Say again?
Could be a Freudian slip right there.
You built the lead. What was the feeling on the sideline about maintaining a big game?
For me, it was like, okay, now we can really pound these guys and, and drain this clock out. And then, the back, that really kind of slowed me down and kind of, hurt us a little bit. And, those guys kind of scratched back, but our defense did a great job of pulling it out for us.
Adrian, you got a couple battle wounds on your right hand, I see. Is that just kind of the type of game it was, kind of a grinded out, hard fought battle?
Yeah, actually this is from last week, and this is going to, restart the healing process, but this is all part of it.
Were you aware that you had the rushing title before the start of the game?
I didn't know. Yeah, I told myself that I'm going to go into this game. My main focus is to do what I need to do to help my team win and let God's will be done, So I was comfortable with that going into the game, and I was surprised to hear that, I had already had it before the game started, it's a great feeling. I'm blessed to be in this position, and, I look forward to doing it again next year.
Adrian, you guys had your worst defeat of the year from Seattle at TCF. What's changed in the last 5 weeks that you're confident this time can be different?
It's a new day. It's a new day. We learned a lot. I'm not going to say we were kind of high on ourselves, but, those guys did a lot of things well, and we didn't do a lot of things well during that game. But it's a physical defense, it's a talented defense, offensively, they're good as well. we're going to have to kind of put our best foot forward at home to get this W. But I'm going to tell you this, we will be ready.
Does the division title mean a little bit more to guys like you and Greenway and Robinson, guys that have been around for a long time and kind of gone through the ups and the downs?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, going back to 2009, it's the last time we won it. You know, so the guys that have been around here for a long time, you know, it hasn't always been pleasant seeing Green Bay, you know, wearing these hats and these T-shirts. You know, so with that, you know, it definitely means a little more to the guys that are, you know, 8 years plus here with this organization.
Adrian, you're a different breed. Did you visualize this before? Did you know in your heart that you would not only get the title, but you'd be the rushing leader, or is it a hope after everything that happened to you last year? What was your mindset? Is this not a surprise? Is this what you had envisioned?
This is definitely what I envisioned, you know, coming to the season. Yours, you know, I envisioned 2,000, you know, 2,100 plus, but, you know, I'll take this, you know, plus the title. But things definitely worked out the way that I envisioned. You know, coming in, you know, putting ourselves in the position to have to win the NFC North, and we did that. You know, leading rusher, you know, I was able to do that, you know, as well. You know, now the only thing that's left is a championship. So keep my eyes on that.
Does it mean more that nothing was given to this team at all, that you've earned it every step of the way?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, and that's one thing, you know, Coach always preached to us. You know, think back briefly, you know, don't dwell on it, but think back, you know, during training camp and beginning of the season, you know, no one gave us a chance. You know, no one would have thought that we would have been here right now celebrating. You know, so we all believe in one another, and we have each other back. We believe in what the coaches are asking us to do, and we go out and fight, you know. And, you know, that's why we're able to really help. You know, so.
What happened on that fumbled exchange, and what was going through your mind at that point? That could have been a bad turn.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. The only thing that was going through my mind is get on the ball. Get that ball. And that was my only focus. I have to watch and see exactly what happened, but the only thing I was worried about was getting on the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we beat Seattle?
You know, go out, execute, you know, run the ball well. You know, Teddy playing a good game, you know, getting receivers involved, and be sound on defense, you know, and special teams making big plays for four quarters, and we'll win.
Basically, none of that happened last time you played them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what's different this time then? You know, what's different about this team that makes you think it's going to go differently?
You know, because it's win or go home. You know, we were able to look at that film and see all the things that we did terrible. You know, and, you know, so going into this week, we know that, hey, it's either we're going to take care of business or we're going to be sitting at home watching the rest of the playoffs. You know, so with that and with these group of guys, we're up to the challenge.
Given how physical their defense is, how confident are you your back's going to be able to hold up?
I'll be ready to roll. And you see, I came back out and scratched. You know, it's just going to be mine over matter. You know, and I know by Sunday, my back will be a lot better. I don't care what percent I'm at. I'll be out there playing.
You said this week you saw Teddy's growth.